We got Yo Gotti Sarah here, and Sarah's going to help us learn some things about the Kabbalah. So go ahead, Sarah.
Kabbalah? Is that down in Isaiah?
I want to specifically make a point of asking, when all of these people are spreading around, the Tree of Life is this and that, and then is there this at the bottom? Are we talking about the same Tree of Life here?
We don't know which one you're referring to.
You're talking about a chart.
Wait, come on. You got to start. Are you talking about the chart? It's a picture, not a tree.
I'm talking about the skeleton. Talking about the skeleton of the body of truth, the diagram of the skeleton.
Skeleton of what?
The diagram of the skeleton of the body of truth.
What's the body of truth?
The actual Tree of Life, I would imagine.
You would imagine. Well,
that's what I
work. Yeah. That's what you.
That's what it is for me, but I don't want to impose it on you. I don't.
Yeah, leave yourself out of it. Ask about the Kabbalah. Start from square one. Who wrote the Kabbalah? You know, something like that.
Ion, who wrote the Kabbalah?
Yale University's Peabody Museum of Natural History.
Okay. Who wrote the Kabbalah with a Q?
The Mormon.
Really? Smells a little bit like a love job. Or whack job on the typewriter, yeah. So, the shattering of the divine vessel.
The Ha,
because I want to get to the Shem. In fact, are there shards of the vessel as well as shards that came?
Yes.
The Kilfoth, Kelpot, Kellypot, Claypot, when I River Run Rum Ramrod those together, is that okay?
Bit of a stretch, don't you think?
For me? Or for
B'nai Baruch.
For the rest of us, it's a bit of a stretch.
B'nai Baruch.
Bernard Baruch. Yeah, you mean Bernard Baruch, the financial guy? Is that who you're saying?
No.
Is it not?
Hey, Sarah, you got to get your acting.
Is one. The Lord, thy God, are two different translations of one thing. It doesn't matter what God you believe in. We all came from the same one. We all are the same one.
We didn't come from anywhere, Sarah.
You didn't come from anywhere. You red string follower, you.
Dead string.
Red string.
Don't wait. There's no waiting.
Red string follower. I'm not. Okay. I don't claim to be a red string follower. However, I may need to take responsibility for being a red string tie that binds.
No, you don't have to take responsibility.
You talisman fucker, you.
All right. Okay.
That just leads to superstition if you start taking responsibility.
So does the whole Kabbalah. It's all some limited rest man place that you can't get to unless you're someplace you're not supposed to be.
So, Sarah, you got to brace it up here. We got our Iandom scholar of note. What's his name? Bert is in the home.
Oh, okay.
Please have us some Bert. Bert won't talk about his ridiculous drivel. But now, where's good if you're shooting crap? If you're shooting crap, the Kabbalah will help you. It's Judaism 101.
Mm-hmm. You're saying I had to help you gamble, right?
Yeah.
So there's nothing to be found.
Well, it's all superstitious, ridiculous, mumbo jumbo, like us.
Like Ion. Very good, Sarah. You evoked some truth. I'll note that 8:50, July 19th, Ion said they were mumbo jumbo.
No. We said it's a bottle with mumbo jumbo, not us.
Yep. No, you said like us. You said like us.
That's like us. We said like us, but that's not us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Like you is not us. Good point. Get that, Bert? First point of subtlety.
Yeah, we heard you say you slept with all the INS. We didn't say we saw you doing it.
Ion says like us. At 8:50.
Ion, you were asking about life being, and I think that a conscious does have it,
but we were hoping. Well, don't worry, honey, we'll put it in the Wikipedia for you all, then you can find it, and then it'll be okay. But today it's not okay because we didn't put it in there yet. We didn't know there was a quiz. We didn't even understand as far as the non-physical, but we almost say we don't care, but then we do care because we really want it to come out nicely for you all. We really do. So in order for it to come out nicely, we seem to have to lead you, drag you, persuade you, open your throat hole, cram it down your throat hole, digest it, poop it, come back along, eat it again, and then decide, hey, if it's going to be okay this time or not. So we just sort of flow with it, and we hope that it someday will come to the laudable conclusion that the increase of protein and lysine is helpful for those of you who decide to choose to engage ascension. In the palm of your hand, baby. It's a yes, it's a no, no, maybe.
Do you spell lysine L-Y-S-I-N-E?
We don't spell the okay this time or not.
It's L-Y-S-I-N-E. L-Y-S-I-N-E.
Well, I found it on Wikipedia, and it says lysine is the limiting amino acid, the essential amino acid found in the smallest quantity in the particular foodstuff in most cereal grains.
Yes.
Is that why you wanted me to eat Cheerios?
Yes.
And is there significance in the almond milk with
yes.
regard to the lampstand?
No.
Who's speaking?
Susanna. So there's significance in the almond milk. Is there significance with the almonds in the how do you ask that? Because I remember Ion describing the candle stand with almond blossoms.
Yes. Yeah, we've only done it. See, we just keep this. You all think of us as being very witty and clever, but it's because we've done this 99,000 times. It's easy for us. We just keep reading.
We can't seem to make the connection. Was it?
We know, but it's okay because it's fun for us because it's a challenge because you decided to become little men. You chose, and then, so it's our challenge, should we choose to accept it further, to convince you that you are indeed ascending and show you and give you the tools that it takes for you to do that. Now, we can't say that it's a total ridiculous loss because progress is made little by little, day by day, every day. And did somebody notice that we were in the middle of conversation with Greg about the poor lady that was something, and we answered that, and then there was nothing else there? Did that get settled, or is it?
None of the topics have been settled tonight, Ion. You're evoking the conflict.
Right, and I'm pretty upset about
those. Nothing's been settled.
He's
trying to bring up the Kabbalah. And
y'all biting off my Jack in the Pulpit that didn't even get on air because I was muted. Come on now.
I was muted.
Yeah.
I went upstairs and I asked my angel, Michael, and I knew he was an angel because when I was having sex with him, he smelled so good.
It's a family show. I could just
see
it's a real life motherfucker,
wasn't it?
when Obama has to go out in public and campaign for whatever election's coming up, there's going to be questions from the crowd. I was muted. Can I get the government to fucking prevent this muting happening?
Yeah. That's what your little lady who was in there for so long, she wished she had been muted.
Yeah, the one who got fat. We could go back to Mark or people before Mark, and nobody's getting any. Brian from China, there's no precision in your vote. Sheila didn't get anything.
What else? Can you expand on the lady that died of obesity because she was locked in the mindset?
Well, we did. They were reading the scripture.
Yeah, you kept quoting with scripture. That doesn't get us very far. We don't like scripture. It's too much work to remember. And then it's never what we thought it was about.
That's why it's written down. You don't have to remember it. You can just read it.
Yeah, we can ponder over the mystery.
Welcome to our
We didn't get the answer. It's there. Somebody, Suzanne, is trying to find out about the... We didn't get anything yet, did we? Did we, Suzanne?
Ion, was a portion of her mind insulated from the rest of her?
It wasn't about insulation.
Must be a good reason why she couldn't communicate with that part that appeared to be in control of her weight.
You are gauging that there was something less, or that obesity is what caused her to be dead.
In the very least, obesity caused her to not have a very joyful life.
So skinny people are happy?
No.
Obviously, it's totally circumstantial.
So the circumspect is, let's see where we're going sideways with this now. Okay, because then you could say they have a certain size ear or a too big eye or too small a lip or a something. It's not about all that. The question becomes the relevance of your asking. So your relevance of your asking is trying to get somewhere. So if you're trying to get somewhere, let's harsh it out just a little bit. Let's say she's a water drinker. And let's say she drinks so much water that she's flooding herself with water. She's drowning in water. But she likes to drink water because water is good and blah, 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 blah. And you're saying that she died of drinking water this late, right?
Yes.
That would be a more accurate way to do it. You're saying, is there a way to calculate, or something that I'm not considering regarding why she would want to drink herself to death? And we go, well, wait a second. You're assuming that drinking is what killed it. The only reason you leave is because you choose to go. So if you're bored with it all, then you go. A lot of times, if you are what you say as a size, that, see, we take a great deference for you deciding what a size is. I mean, you got these people that run around here 100 pounds soaking wet. They don't even have enough moxie to keep them on the planet, running around talking about somebody being something else. They have no clue. Not about that. Not about that at all. But beyond that, set that aside for just a second. You're saying, so how can we make them conform to what we think they should be like? Is that what you're trying to get to? Would that have saved her life, the obese one?
I don't think I'm going anywhere near there, and I think these are all really great red herrings. The point that I was looking at was, if she knew the reason why she made a choice to gain weight, which was to, you know, defer men from hitting on her, when she changed her mind and said, okay, it's enough, I no longer wish to gain weight and would like men, let's just say, to now start hitting on me again, then how come if that part of the mind so easily took up, I'll gain weight to have men stop hitting on me, cannot pick up on, I'll no longer gain weight and men will start hitting up on me again?
I don't think that's the accurate cause for the increase.
Okay.
It's in the mind is one way to gauge it, and yes, that can be the symptom, but that'll get you there, but it won't keep you there. Because, see, in the twists and turns of that position, it's kind of like, well, if you're so lost that that's how you got duped in the first place, then you won't stay lost long enough for it to have any proclivity or gauge. All right? Let's take it into a thin, fit, methamphetamine addict.
But
someone really thin. I mean, like, ghostly thin. I mean, like, ridiculously way too thin. Same thing. The thing is, like, if they could just eat, it'd be okay. They could even do their meth if they'd eat.
Okay.
See? So it's the reverse. And then next thing you know is when you're trying to decide who's too thin, or too round, or big, or short, or tall, or fat, or under, or over, or whatever, that's where it becomes problematic.
Okay.
Time and time again, that gauge doesn't solve the issue, you see?
Mm-hmm.
If you got to the point of figuring out the happy part, none of that other stuff wouldn't make any difference at all.
So even though, again, I'm just trying to use some words here to give us a framework, there was a decision made by her to gain weight for a benefit. It was a cost-benefit.
Not necessary. Well, you can't say that. How do you know that?
No, you're right.
Oh, I decided.
Okay.
I decided. No, because if you decided that, like you say, then you just undecided or redirect the direction. See, it's simple, but it's not that simple, because just deciding I want to gain weight, there's a lot of people who are just wormy, little to nothing, and they decided they're going to gain weight, and they can't. They eat 10,000 calories a day and can't. Other people can drink a glass of water and gain a pound.
Trying to get at this thing with the mind, and again, your default position, which I agree with as joy and happiness, pushes all those things aside so that what it is that you are seeking, looking for, want, not wanting, having a desire for, do come about through
the
expression of joy.
The thing about it is even that's kind of fun, because you always seem to desire the thing you don't have. Because if you have it, you don't want it.
Right.
Why, well, I don't want any money. I got plenty of money for Pete's sake. I want to know what to do with the money. I want to convert it into gold so I can spend first, because I can't convert it back to money. Well, you've got money. Why would you turn something into something that you got to turn into something else? How marvelous a creator you are that you convert something into something to turn back into something else. The decision that makes you make it be thin or fat or silver or gold or platinum or skinny is the decision that you go with. Because you determine what feels right, what feels good, what gives you visceral, tactile expression in your meat sack body. And who the fuck are you to have any inclination or position otherwise, unless you are happy in your place of being delicious, wonderful. Enjoy that part. But you can't say to a snail, I can't fuck with you because you're too small, because the snail will say, fuck you, I will put spit on your doorstep. See, it's very relative in a second, after a second.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's the relative part. So now soften all that and come back into the capacitor. The capacitor is what allows energy to flow. And when energy flows, then it makes shifts in direction and decisions. That's it. And then it stops the press. And it ain't about no relations or tit-tat or anything else like that. It can't be. Because if it is, then you ain't doing it right.
So where your energy flows would be a better description of the outcome of things that you experience in your world. Are those correct words?
Okay. Bob says, good, too many words, and it's ridiculous. Do you judge the river by how wide it is or what comes out of it?
What comes out of it?
Okay. Does the mighty Mississippi, you can step over up in Minnesota, you can step over the Mississippi River, but you wouldn't want to in Holland.
Right.
Okay, since we're reviewing things, Mr. China, do you have an update on your issues? Brian.
Ion, the Chinese are in their power. Is that correct?
No. There you got 2 billion people or something. You know, what are the Chinese?
People now are saying that they're afraid of the Chinese taking over the world, and they already have, and they don't seem to care that they already own the world.
Yeah, I answered a while ago the Chinese are the best adapted for the 21st century. I don't know what the details of that are, but what are the Chinese? A general species? You know, so I don't think they're adapted well for it. Maybe in the theater national archives, national icons, like you just said, they can run the world, but they don't care. That's probably a good image to send out. But it's a TV body image, right? It's some statistic or something, because they are aggressively going all over the place. Part some of the Chinese, they're setting up networks everywhere. So it doesn't even mean anything, the Chinese, the term.
Bob, the Chinese are having a difficult time dealing with the chip body, with the this information overload. They've moved to clamp down on all the media channels here in response to the Snowden effect. There's been a tightening with this. I see it as the TV body versus the chip body here. The TV body image of the Chinese government is being consumed by the chip body, going around all the old controls.
Aren't the people in the hackers or whatever in China smart enough to get past any controls by the Chinese, or are they, like, shutting things off?
Well, they shut them off, and then they're opened again, and then someone finds a workaround, these programs. But there's a trend more and more with, after Snowden, they keep calling, they're the greatest gift the Chinese have, because now they have an excuse to tap all the phone lines if they can and control everything, but...
An idea that comes to me immediately is what McLuhan would like is, it's good they're stopping it. Get the people out of their chip body. Get them out there playing soccer and baseball and going to nightclubs and getting AIDS, you know. Get them out doing things with their physical body. It's probably a good policy. We should have that here. Imagine that. Why wouldn't the government turn off the chip body as much as possible every now and then? Give the people a fast, a media fast. I'm all for China shutting it down. Who's laughing? Who's that? Very close, very in the ear. Who's
that? That'd be me, Bob.
Oh, John from Vancouver. Yes, we never forget the John from Vancouver voice. Yeah, that was a good response, wasn't it, John? Very smart, a lot better than Ion. At least I didn't fucking quote King's Chronicle number 4, chapter 16, fucking crap shit.
Well, you'd actually be arguing against yourself.
Oh, no, I'm not. Which self? I mean, I'm not arguing. I am known as the media ecological faster. I'm known for that. I'm the one who said, hey, turn TV off for 6 months, you know, back in the 70s.
Of course, you're doing your own fast because you're going to be off for, what, 5 weeks?
You don't know where I'm going or how much chip body I'm going to do. You can't assume nothing about what.
No,
I'm getting a fast from you fuckers. Yes, I am getting a fast from Saturday fucking night of babysit. I don't even want to say, you know, I would try to have a happy party in this whole
enjoy that.
Episode.
Really enjoy that.
I will damn fuck well. I have a good time the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14, 28 weeks. It's going to be fantastic.
You're going to miss our asses. We're so full of shit.
25. No, I will not miss. I have lives in my chemical body. I have people that I can fuck personally. All right? Not fucking mind fuck over the internet. You know, I've got things to look forward to.
What's the antidote to overdose of Bob? Ian was telling me earlier that I had too much Bob in my system. So what's the antidote to too much Bob?
Well, I guess you're getting it 5 weeks without him.
That'll do it.
The fireside chat with Bob is over. It was fun. I was in power there for a couple of minutes. That was great.
How marvelous for you.
Yeah. Now we go back to dead air. Okay, what Bible quote you want to evoke now?
Ion, I have a question about when Aikido calls in. When Aikido calls in, he calls in from another world, and there's usually sounds and background noise. You're trying to... I hear myself.
You mean like that?
It's painful, isn't it?
Like
it's
that.
Painful,
you mean like
Eliza.
That? You mean like that?
Eliza, go ahead.
Okay, so when he calls in from another world, not another dimension, is that right?
Most times, yeah. We love his mother, though. She's so wonderful.
Oh.
Don't get thrown, Eliza. Do not get distracted. That is mother.
The oolong silver chip jasmine tea that he's been searching for, I did a search for it too, and nothing of that type comes up. Is this a brand that JW also takes, the one that you're recommending for him?
Yes.
The same brand that JW drinks?
Yes.
Can you tell us the name of that brand? Because Akira has ordered a few teas, but he doesn't know if he's taking the right one or not.
Okay. What did we say?
Well, you said oolong silver tip jasmine tea from Hanoi.
Mm-hmm. Silver tipped oolong tea from Hanoi.
When I did a search for the jasmine tea, either silver tip jasmine tea came up or oolong jasmine tea. Silver tip and oolong was not something that came up.
Okay. There's a tea estate. MAKAIBARI. They have it.
Is this a website, Macabelli?
It's an estate.
ESTATE, an estate.
Oh. Let me look that up. Macabelli.
While you're looking up, there is a lingering question, Ian. Joyce O'Keefe, over there in south of Dublin, last week said, can you ask Ian, is there anything I should be doing?
Okay, doing for better than she is, worse than she is, over she is, under she is. What part of the rabbit does the stump she lack direction regarding?
She needs to be more particular.
We could tell her, but it might send her the wrong way.
Well, she wanted me to ask, and I've asked.
Do not cook the fat.
Do not cook the fat, Joyce.
Is that general advice for everyone? Do not cook the fat?
No, never. Generally, we don't do that.
Okay, here's a question, Ion. I keep getting from freeconferencecall.com. They noticed, and it says under playback type, download. Then it says calling number / IP 66.91.177.161. This thing keeps coming in, maybe after we use it, other people use it. Tonight there were four repeating lines of that, what I just read you, but there's always one line coming in. What is download 66.91.177.161? You have a clue why that's
kind of... You in other worlds trying to leave you.
That's what I thought it was. And so there were four of them tonight for the first time on one input, so that's four of me getting together?
They're all trying to get through you to tell you how fucked up you are right here.
Right. And you know what? Their total minutes is always zero. They can't even get online.
That's because they understand there's no time.
Oh. Hey, people, I should post this on Doofs. This is a very amazing thing. You know what I mean? No time.
That doesn't mean you can't hear it.
Yeah, that's just more do-gooders trying to help people.
You have a cloud.
I have my own personal cloud, people. Would you like me to post this on Doof so you can see the magic numbers and the total minutes being zero? Would this be exciting to kind of citizens?
Go ahead on, Bob. Go on with your bad self.
Ion wanted.
Go, got it.
Is this like an intervention, his other self?
We would say yes.
Yeah, it's getting tricky. It's getting weird. Yeah, it's like they're getting concerned. And look, and OJ, MJ updated the death threat. He said, name MJ location. Whoa, WHOA. No one mentioned death. Engagement with angels was intimated. Ion, for you on a flight, I would never utter threats to you.
Isn't that nice? Play your Gotti.
And then Eliza says, Bob, I want to have sex with you.
Everybody does.
Yeah, it's lucky I don't read all these personal messages flowing in. They get so frustrated with you, JW, they need instant release.
I found that Macabelli estate oolong tea, but this is not a jasmine tea, and it's not silver tip. So are you saying that if he takes this tea, it's still good?
Nope.
Well, that's the name he gave me, and that's what I looked up.
You need to look again, because that's not it. They have multiple types of tea.
can he mix the two himself?
There's no reason to.
And does almond milk have something to do with the hypothalamus?
It does.
Is it the almond itself, the shape, or the actual properties of the almond?
The top of it. Why don't you try the Da Hong Hao?
That's the red robe, see?
The big red robe.
Yeah.
That works.
Hey, Ion, with the almond milk, is it the fat content or the protein that we get the best?
There is no fat. Kind of...
Well, is that Phil or Cider Somerset or someone else?
No, it's Dominic. Bob, we spoke a few weeks ago.
We love Dominic. You're fun.
Is it the protein in the almond milk that we get benefit from, or is it nothing to do with the protein?
Nothing. Protein is always good. Protein is always good, but you can get protein out of whey. But you can get protein out of Bubble and Squeak.
I have a follow-up from Joyce. She says, I am thinking if you ask the question, I will intuitively know what's a projection of yours, of Bob, etc. If you ask the question, go into neutral, have no option as such of me, and I should get the right answer. It is up to yourself. She's putting the whole burden on me to ask it properly. Obviously, I would love some guidance from Ion. Unfortunately, I'm saying this part, unfortunately, she's not indicating what she wants guidance from, or about, or area.
How to make a proper English breakfast.
Here you are.
Dominic, can you tell us how to make a proper English breakfast?
You need a lot of bacon, you need toast, what else? Black pudding,
white pudding.
Eggs, white pudding, egg, tomatoes. Am I missing anything, Ion?
Onion.
Okay, a genie-sounding person had a question, I think.
I had a real quick question, Bob. We, Ion just talked to you about the IP addresses and stuff coming in. Does that have anything to do with that phrase I saw this week, that chart, leaving the now?
So you're asking me, what was the phrase?
Leave the now. Remember,
who said that?
You did. When
I say there is no
revelation.
Now. I say there is. Yeah, I said
no, but
no
you were
now.
Asking when you and Ion were talking in Revelation 23, remember?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Okay, but
I don't
it
remember the details, but I did it. It's something in the
yeah,
Revelation.
Yeah, it did, and it said mid-2014 in there. And that's why I asked, is that what that means, leave the now? I mean, if you have
I didn't get to 2014. Why did you say 2014?
I said that because Ion said, Bob, your chance next. Let's see. That'd be mid-2014. You'll be here. Yeah, he did.
Well, what would be here? Did you give it to me exactly? No, I do never re-listen to it. I know nothing of the Revelations. I've long forgotten all of it. I don't know. It's my greatest work, but don't ask me about it.
Do you want me to read that small part of the transaction?
Oh, okay, yeah. Can we all agree to listen to this? Is everybody okay with that?
Please.
I guess so.
You want me to... Where it is?
Yeah, I
okay.
Don't know. The whole human spectrum there. No, I don't know. I guess so. Yes. Okay.
Later, I'd like to ask a question.
What was that weird voice? It was a deep voice. What was that?
I said later I'd like to ask a question.
Yeah, you have a name?
Stacy.
Stacy, you're on. Stacy, go.
Yeah, I'll mute Ion. No, you can't jump in. What's her name? Whoever I'm talking to, Kim. Kim. Is addressing something, Ion. Let her finish it.
Revelation is part 10, chapter 23, and it was August 3rd, 2010, at the 142 mark, and it says, Ion, do you have, this is you, Ion, sorry, do you have a chart? Bob, yes. Ion, does it tell all? Bob, yep, all of now.
Wait, did you say all of now? Does it tell all?
Yep,
and I go,
all of now. That's
all of now.
Yep, all of now. And
okay.
I respond, and you now stand amazed at what's in your chart consistently.
Bob, yep, yes, and Ion, every day. Well, that's in my chart. That's in my chart. Well, that came from
Wait. Ion is going every day. That's in my chart. That's all
you.
Ion.
Yeah, he's going every day. Well, that's in my chart. That's in my chart. Well, that came from your place of knowing. Your place of knowing didn't even know till even now, or you wouldn't have to vindicate and validate what you already know. That you know.
Wait, we
got to
get the grammar there. We got to get the grammar and do that card again.
It says, well, that came from your place of knowing. Your place of knowing didn't even know it till even now. Or you wouldn't have to vindicate and validate what you already know. That you know that you wrote down, and then to know now that you have to substantiate the validity of the now that's based on the chart that was then. And then you respond, says Bob, yeah, there was a phrase to leave the now.
Oh, okay. That's me saying to Ion, there was a phrase
to
leave the now.
It. Yeah, you said, yeah, there was a phrase to leave the now.
So that means I'm asking Ion. I think I'm asking Ion, did he say to leave the now, right?
That's
from what
correct.
I just heard. Yeah.
Yeah,
and there was no phrase. There was no to leave the now. What you just read, what Ion said, I misheard it, right? I was trying to vaguely, apathetically remember something that was garbled, so I said to leave the now, right? That's what I'm stating there. There's some...
You are stating, yeah, there was a phrase. When Ion was talking, the phrase before, you asked him, you know, about leaving the now.
Look, what
there
you
was.
Just read, there's no leaving the now in the last 5 minutes. So are we talking about some other part of the night where to leave the now is said? Because what you just read, the last 3 minutes, had no to leave the now. It was all about me validating my not knowing or something, right? So where's this sentence, to leave the now? What am I talking about there when I first say it?
Because you're asking Ion. You heard something when he was just talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were trying to get him to, you know, did I hear that phrase, leave the now? And it says, the rest I got, the general drift. But I wasn't precise because I didn't know whether you said.
Oh, okay, wait. Is this Ion speaking or me?
This is you.
So you got to go back and get it right. It's to leave the now,
right,
and then what's said next?
All right, this is you. Okay, you respond, yeah, there was a phrase to leave the now, period. The rest I got, the general drift, but I wasn't precise because I didn't know whether you said, which you, being Ion, said the phrase, to leave the now.
I missed one word. I have to know what every word is. Because did you say the word said? So let's go back and do it again. Every word.
Right.
Fuck faces do not fucking make noises. Okay.
All right, do you want me to go from the very beginning where it says leave the now?
No, just read that last part. And please, nobody make any noise so I can get every fucking word so we find out what importance this is. Go ahead.
Okay. It says the rest I got, the general drift. But I wasn't precise because I didn't know whether you, which is Ion, said the phrase to leave the now. And that was the key part of what he just ranted. And
I said, wait. I don't go with what he just ranted. That's you're saying.
No.
I didn't go with what he just ranted.
I transcribed it word for word. It says now, and that was a key part of what you just ranted, which you were speaking to Ion, you would have been Ion.
And I'm getting at this point, he did not say to leave the now. I'm hallucinating, right? I'm trying to make a deal about a phrase that wasn't said.
No, they were independent. It explains, and it says, you keep talking, this is you, and it says, and we aren't going to be able to retrieve, are we? You asked that question, and Ion's response was never. And then you ask the next phrase is, say what you just said there again, so maybe I will get it this time, to leave the now.
So anybody listening to this, go back the last minute to see if you get the phrase to leave the now or something. And then Ion responds to you, and he says, good. And listen again and again and again and again. And, Bob, your chance next, let's see, that would be mid-2014. This was recorded 2010. And it says, you'll be up to here. And it says, then you'll know what you knew. And
wait, he said, I'll be up to here. What's that mean? In shit?
I don't
up
know.
Up to here
no,
in
he's,
fun?
He says,
yeah, he goes, you'll be up
you'll,
to here, which is another
yeah,
stupid
I tried to
sentence.
Figure that out. What does that mean? I went back and I was looking on both sides of, that was dropped into the middle of the revelations I was reading. When he was talking to you about angels, something. I mean, when it dropped in, it was relevant to it, but it really was different than all the other words surrounding it. And
what
so,
are you talking about? I missed the last minute. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you referring to?
I'm referring to the fact that you'll be up to here. I tried to figure out from that conversation,
oh, yeah.
Did he mean
what would that be?
Into that part of Revelation, you know, the 23rd, you know,
right,
chapter.
Right.
You know,
up to here,
or did
right.
he mean
oh, yeah.
your chart, the one that I know, you know, that I look at all the time, the tiny note chart, or was it something else? I did not know. I mean, I have never figured out what that was. Do you have any
idea? I know.
Idea?
This is why I don't go back and listen. It's fucking badly said and fucked up by Ion. If you listen
yeah,
to me, fucking,
said
you hear my interview with Ginny on Wednesday, I am fucking precise, and I keep limited
I
definitions. It doesn't lead anywhere, but at least I'm precise and you know what I'm saying. But, like, we're just going over this little section about mid-2014. We don't even know what he's emphasizing. And I never heard to leave now isn't even in there. And I'm hallucinating on it. But you can go back a couple minutes and read a bit of it.
Okay,
what are we doing with this?
Well, I just wanted to say, when you were talking about those four IP addresses of the cloud.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, isn't that leaving the now?
No, there is no now. There is no now, so
okay.
I have to leave it.
Okay, but he ran it on. He said, and it says, you'll know what you knew and check your chart that said that was then, that this was now, and that the hallucinations and manifestations of non-physical.
Oh, wait. Imaginations or initiations? What was that word?
No, a man. Machinations, M-A-C-H.
Solutions of machinations of what?
Non-physical, alluded
yeah.
to in your chart. That will be great fun.
Sounds pretty good.
It.
I don't know what he's talking about, but
I don't know
anything.
But it was
I'm having
weird.
Great fun anyways with Ion. I don't need to know the details. I just know we're going to win, we're going to be successful, and we got to fucking hide. That's all I know. And becoming the biggest criminal... The biggest dark soul that ever happened. It turns out dark soul is a good thing to be. You all should want to be one because you're getting away from the angels. That was tonight's take, anyways. And didn't we all enjoy Mark's economic questions? We almost got some clarity, almost got something about something there, right? Kim, very good stuff. I missed a sentence to in there, but I don't want to go back in there. Why are we
no,
reading
it's just
this?
Interesting. The only reason
yeah.
it's interesting is that if you look, well, there was, for me, very personal something in there. To hear
right.
When I heard the exchange, voicial tones, especially listening to it over and over again, I mean, I drew a conclusion from what I heard.
Right.
I
well,
mean,
what I love about it is that he's projecting mid-2014, and it's been very exciting in mid-2014.
Yeah, and
you
that's
know,
what I thought
period.
Was so cool, is that it was put
yeah.
down 4 years ago, a
yeah.
random act that, you know, most people, you just blow over it, but for whatever reason, it caught me, and I just couldn't let go of it, and I just kept
I'm glad you
it
did.
Over and over.
I would never know that
yeah.
there was significance in mid-2014 other than the fact that it is significant, you know, anyway.
So something was planted in the past that shows up in the now. That's
yeah.
kind of like how when I sat there and listened, figured out, I was like, that was planted at some other time to be, well, I don't know why it's heard, or I even transcribed, you know, or read it tonight, but
That's why.
To
you
be,
know,
to be heard in this
cool.
dramatic end of phase one of Ion being back, the return of Ion. This is like the phase one and then a break. So that's good you found that. But it sort of niggles at me. What was that middle part to leave then now? You see where he goes on? There's no way you could know what I was saying in the last couple of, the last paragraph. You know what I mean?
No.
There's too many clauses.
Well, I transcribed exactly as I heard
right.
over and over.
You know, does anybody have an opinion on this stuff, what they heard?
Yes, they might have a prediction.
Well, that's great that Ion is sort of not just one of us. That's great. Yeah, we'd like to hear from Ion. What's your take on it, Ion?
Came with a sip. Might be the shit. I got a rooster in my rarity. Might be the shit. I set up all up in this bitch. In this aviador. And a bitch fast straight through the floor. He said, I've never seen that before. Hey, what's that thing sticking up? And I said, that's the door. I told you I'm going to ride the whip. And you ain't just hanging out the window. Go ship the clip. I made my first quarter million off the blow.
You know, one thing about Ion, he's a little clearer than what people listen to for entertainment. I'll give Ion
nice.
50 years ago, Tin Pan Alley, they made an effort to make nice, you know, songs with verbal meaning. It just shows you we're in the manipian-phatic phase that I discussed with the Kirchhoff earlier today. The manipian-phatic phase of communication is definitely a post-information environment. This is the lyric. This is what they write. This is what the, well, nobody's listening to the lyrics, right? Is that right? Nobody's listening to the written lyrics?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Sorry to dominate again. I will.
He wants a nice piece of chicken.
Who does? You?
Yo, Gotti. Kilo a day, motherfucker. I'm tripping. That's 150 bottles in one night. I get a bitch. She act right.
Well, thanks a lot, Kim. And someone's yelling Bob in the background. You want to speak up?
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah,
what happened to your businessman in China here? He said he lost big time on a deal here before. What happened to him?
Are you Brian?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're asking
me.
you're asking about yourself?
No. I'm asking about
your counterpart.
Oh, you're asking about George.
Like, I don't know if you're allowed to.
I'm not allowed to go into details. It's a confidential piece of information. That's so funny, buddy. You're even inarticulate about what you're laughing at.
Well, you're not allowed to go into it. Oh, yeah. Who is that about again, Bob? We forget.
Wait a minute. Are you laughing that I told too much, Carol, or that I can't remember? I didn't tell anything. Oh, okay. Okay, I fucked up. But sue me.
Well, we sent you. It's in your inbox. It's in your inbox.
If you talk to me, 20 hours a fucking week, you will have no brain, okay? Even Ion is hardly can keep articulate anymore. Okay? So, all right, that's Ion rants on, I'm just making my note here, Ion rants on the inarticulate rappers, hip-hoppers, okay, there you at 9:43.
I have a question for Ion.
Okay, Brian, you want to ask about China and this guy? What was your question?
Ion, I want to help myself, and I'd like to know about the business environment in China. Is there factors I'm not aware of, I haven't considered? I would like to be successful and make many dollars and cents here in China selling the RNA drops to these people. Is there a factor I'm not considering that I have missed out on in dealing in the business environment here?
Here's the factor. We don't care if we sell them.
You're in the wrong business.
Well, that was our question. Do you have them there? So that's the first part of selling them, is having them there.
I have some in my personal supply, and it's become the reason why I go to work. I work so that I can buy RNA drops.
So that you can stay alive and then go to work.
That's right, so I can stand going to work. And they have this great effect of making whatever workaday world tolerable. I work in the ESL business here and teaching English to the kids here in China. So that's my income source, but the RNA drops have this great side effect of you can stand the pollution here. You can stand the noise and the chaos. And that's something that the Chinese have a lot of, is noise and chaos and pollution.
Do they notice it like you do? Brian, they may not notice it like you do.
Well, it's part of their environment. They notice it. That's why they want to go to America or emigrate or go somewhere else where they can spend their money in more comfort.
Oh, they are bothered by it? It hurts their eyes and, you know, symptoms?
Yeah, everybody notices here. They're just not allowed to talk about it.
Well, how does anybody stop that? They could whisper about it, right?
Well, they do, and it's in sideways forms over the Internet and media here. People are aware of the problem, and the TV body government has allowed people to start now talking about the pollution.
Mm.
And my take on it, my angle was to sell the RNA drops as something to deal with the pollution, not to offend or anything like that, but this would be a great money-making opportunity. The Chinese will buy anything if it brings them benefit.
Right. So, Carolyn, what did Ian say last night about that? Are you around, Carolyn? She's not around, she says. Where is she? Oh, yeah. So we heard early tonight that Ian said, I think tonight, that the Chinese have great yearning for the drops. Maybe all peoples do. So they're yearning and... Well, we heard Brian, that Ian said earlier, go underground with it, right? So can you participate in the underground? Is that something that could get you in trouble?
It's always a factor, but if that's where the sales are at, then we'd have to go.
Churches.
What was that other voice
saying?
Yeah,
the churches. She mentioned the underground churches.
Oh, the churches, right, yeah.
Can't you sell it?
But
I am
not a religious
friend?
Phenomenon.
No, but we're not a religion. We don't. We'll relate to anybody. You know, we don't care if you're into religion. We're not having against people who are religious. So yeah, that's not a problem. What they
just
do
can't worship a god.
Who you? Well, I am going to give an opinion.
Which god?
He's human now. I am human now. I like to give his opinion. What did you say, I? They can't worship a god. We're going to hold back on our sales. They have to tell us whether they worship a god or not, right?
And which god? Yeah.
Was Mao Zedong a god?
No. Meow meow was not.
Why is he worshipped here as a god, then? Was he someone in his power?
No, he was not. Where is he?
If you're dead, you haven't been in your power. We have very strict rules here.
Yeah.
He's under glass.
Not allowed to die.
Yeah, you're not allowed to die. You cannot die, or you will not be considered for the award ceremony.
The joke about him is
very, very popular here. It's the substitute religion for the Chinese people is the CCP, the Communist Party, is the religion here.
There it is. The replacement religion.
We know about that, yes. All media are replacements for religion.
Well, then, okay, tell him that's what he's trying to say.
You tell him.
Ooh, no.
I hear you, Ion.
You can't. You know how to do it, Ion. You can't be at that particular.
Ion won't it.
Ion won't.
Ion, our RNA drops a threat to the Communist Party here.
that civilization is doomed anyway, so no.
Yeah, everybody's so doomed, so we're not a threat to them, but we will be what replaces them.
So yeah. We'll be the church that they're replaced by, so you can't worship us either. Damn. There it is. He's bobbing his godless America rules.
Brian, look at the slack. We're taking over, and we're letting other factors wipe everybody out. We don't have to do nothing. And everybody will wipe themselves out. It's awesome, eh? What a great way to...
Then you have the chairman of the board Trump times in his own national network for the RNA reset hours. Says, we don't want to sell any in China. That'll be fun. Dr. Carolyn Dean said, fuck China. She did. We heard it.
Yeah, Barbara Walters is going to come out of retirement and do that great interview. So
how long have you felt this way about China? Carolyn, how long have you felt this way? Did you have pause? Did it give you pause when you felt this way about China? Did it? Yeah.
Yes. Good one.
Have you always been an introvert? Yes. Are you interested? Is there any other society or civilization that you'd also like to fuck? Or have fucked in some other meaningful way? And have been of meaning, have them fucked in a meaningful way? Yes. Oh, here's some Kleenex. You'll cry in a moment. Just give us a second.
Sorry. Well, Ion, the Chinese are already buying a lot of bullshit crap anyway that is supposed to help their health and deal with the environment here, so why not offer them RNA drops instead? There's something that doesn't do anything at all, that's just for entertainment, because they're already buying lots of products for entertainment that doesn't do shit anyway.
I think this is the perfect environment for Matthew to go over and rebuild his empire. Why don't we send Matthew over to there and build up the Chinese outpost?
Oh, and he could take flight MH17.
Mao is already dead. Meow, meow is already dead.
Well, it sounds like you're shooting down Matthew.
Oh, no.
We're just commenting on the fact that playing with his initials is causing World War IX.
It's a wonderful position. It's made Bob who he is today.
That's right. If you are joked about by me, you will be a billionaire. That happened to JW. I mocked him for years.
Yeah.
Now he's a trillionaire.
Do you remember Tavi McCoy?
Yeah, it was Carol's lover back in the 80s. I remember her.
Want to be a billionaire so fucking bad.
Yeah, I remember that song. You guys remember that.
Heaven, sodas with Oprah and the Queen.
You guys remember that song? We played it about a year ago.
No.
I want to be a billionaire, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, Carol does. Okay, back to Brian's serious issue about what do we do about China. Bob's vote will determine whether the board goes one way or another.
First of all, typically it is not dishwasher safe. That's to start with. It's hand wash only.
Okay, yeah.
That's a problem.
Well,
for who?
You need to consider in the China. If you're going to choose China, you need to make sure if it's a deal breaker. That some China is not dishwasher safe, so that means you got to hand wash it. That's a commitment. So if you take on China, it's a commitment. So
you have to hand wash what?
China.
Okay, Ion, I understand your comment on that from doing business here. Yeah, can you elaborate further, please?
Well, Brian, what's he said so far? What's the big deal about hand washing plates? How does that affect our distribution?
You have to choose which plates you want to run through the dishwasher and which ones you want to hand wash.
It's an analogy, Bob. If you're going to deal with China, you have to tiptoe around and do it with your eyes wide open and want to do it and all that stuff. So you go ahead.
Tear it up, darling.
Yeah.
I'm on.
Hey, we don't argue with Carolyn, you know. When she gets definitive, we shut up.
That's wise of you.
I learned the good way, not the hard way.
The good way.
I learned that about 10 minutes into my first date with her, and I've been doing well ever since.
Bob then would be in the version of the Squidbillies, the good one. You should watch the good one.
That's the secret of my long-term relationship with Karen. I figured her out within 10 minutes of her first day. Oh, I know how to handle this one, and she still thinks she's in charge.
Ion, you were talking about washing dishes in China. Can you elaborate further, please?
Yes. We were talking about choosing appropriate China. If you choose China, and if you feel compelled to put your China in the dishwasher, then you should be very careful which China you choose, because many of the better quality, finer bisque porcelains or China are not dishwasher safe. Therefore, if you choose certain China, you must hand wash it, which takes a great deal more energy, effort, stamina, and tenacity than throwing it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, he used that joke last week. How many remember it?
Ion, you're saying the business environment's more intense here and requires a longer commitment in terms of time and energy and quantity, as they say in Chinese, quantity. And even speaking Chinese is not enough to do this business environment here. Is that correct?
Not a business environment. You have to be in the family. If you're not in the family, you're not doing anything. You got to plug in. It's the mafia, mafioso.
What about Xi Jinping's family?
What about them?
Are they the mafioso of China now?
Becoming.
How do you spell that name, Brian? Xing?
You can wiki it, Bob. Xi Jinping's the president of China. X-I-J-I-P-I-N-G.
E-I-E-I-O.
The ping. I got the P-I-N-G. Did I get that right? Chinese president?
Xi Jinping. X-I-J-I-P-I-N-G.
That's also P-I-N-G.
It just shows you how unimportant he is. We do a lot of connecting with the key Chinese people, and I never even heard of this guy. So that shows you how much the government is involved with us. Xi Jinping. I see.
Xi Jinping. Ion, would they be the factor in dealing RNA drops in China, the Chinese mafioso?
We have not decided yet.
And Ion is a factor in all these matters. He influences things all over the place. That's what's interesting. And it's up to Ion. There's been events this past week that were determined by Ion.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know,
Ion, will the China's participation in BRICS change the world economy balance? They're a part of BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China. They're building an alternative currency to the U.S. dollar. Is that a real factor? Is that imagination?
Well, in the world of Willy Wonka.
You're not going to finish it?
That is. It's in the world of Willy Wonka.
That's a movie character?
Yes. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
I looked up the Red Rub Oolong Tea.
Y'all forward her the link. It's in your inbox. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard ever in my life. Send her the damn tea. That's the zombie.
So far, it looks like three different teas that you've suggested.
It's hard to make out what you're saying, Eliza. I'm missing. Are you involving me in something? And I'm not making out what you're saying.
I answered that he sent you the link so I can stop searching for it.
The tea for keto.
Well, lucky I interrupted and asked you what you're talking about. Okay, so, well, I've got a Yo Gotti lyrics.
Hey, now that's Trump's everything. That's good.
Oh, okay, so I'm supposed to post this.
Whatever. Send the tea, do it, over it, whatever.
Whatever.
Stop. Whatever makes the stop. Make it
so. If you need oolong tea from China, we can send you some.
Well, you're speaking to the guy from China. Yes, we understand.
All the tea in China.
I will send that to you. I have to send it to you tomorrow. I can't. The InQuick is closed. The chat line's closed.
What ridiculous stuff. We do not have her email address. Send it to her.
I have her email address, I think. Yeah.
What did you send it to her?
No, but I got to go over into the I'm engineering here, buddy. I got responsibility to document what's happening.
You're doing that. Then play Act Right by Yo Gotti.
Yeah, it is Yog.
Yeah.
May I ask a question of Ion?
Yeah, go ahead, Stacy.
Ion, are you limited to your knowledge base of human awareness? From human awareness?
No. We already said no.
That's not properly said, Stacy. You said, are you limited to your human base of human awareness? Now,
no.
How precise is that?
The humans have it.
Stacy, restate the question, please.
Well, let's see.
And do it as
is
a
Ion, is Ion's knowledge limited to human knowledge?
No. Limited. In other words, does he have knowledge other than human? Does he have knowledge of the animals or other realities? That's what you mean, right, Stacy?
And other beings. I mean,
yeah, right.
Supposedly the planet or the that's come into our solar system has people that are also on the edge of developing or evolving.
Stacy, that's why I say I read somewhere they're having a big confab this weekend or soon, the New Agers, to figure out how to make contact with ETs. We've got the contact because Ion contains all the other ETs. Whatever they are, he can include their knowledge, right? That's what he just said. They're not limited to this our species. So he can understand other species. So this is the real ET contact as we fantasize it.
I'm not concerned about ET. I was just trying to figure out the broadness of Ion's knowledge, that's
it's,
all.
It's the most broad it could ever be. There's nothing equal to Ion other than us.
Ion, may we hear your outline of what you would like to see come to fruition? Excuse me.
Fruition, sure, absolutely. We want to see little men come into the place of power and be God. That's all we want to see. We want to see that in every way, in everybody. And if not, we want to see all of the little men die and go off this planet and stop wasting everyone else's time, energy, and resources over ridiculous, stupid questions that don't mean anything about anything. They're smart enough to be God, but not smart enough to come back to God. It makes no sense to us.
And especially Alt-Dot Slack, we want to see that go. Reverend Stagg and them have outlived their uselessness.
That's the uselessness that they present is never ending.
They're the cold fusion of uselessness.
The uselessness that they present is never ending. There you go, Bob. That's right.
They're miming the cold fusion effect.
The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters. But God shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off, and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, like the rolling thing before the whirlwind. We could replace God with Bob. The nation shall rush like the rush of many waters, but Bob shall rebuke them, and they shall flee far off. And shall be chased as the chaff of the mountain before the wind, like the rolling thing before the whirlwind. That's
you're predicting my traveling. You're predicting my next thing.
Now, Bob doesn't like the Bible until it's a boot to him.
I'll consider it. You know that Katie girl came screaming in the greatest entry many hours, I don't know, earlier in the day. I don't know what time it is, but she says, I desire to call. She sends an email to me. Aloha, gang. I desire to call tonight. What is the number? Much aloha, Kate. So, well, she got the number. I didn't help her, but she got it. That's great. And now, Eliza, would you send me an email at ionathowiana.com so I could send the link to you?
Yeah.
Bob, can I ask a question quickly?
Yeah, what's your name?
It's Ion.
What's your name?
Ion. Is it Dominic?
Dominic.
Dominic. I'm still here, yeah. So, Ion, is it inevitable that we come into our power?
Dominic. Which is it? Are you sorry or are you Dominic? Make it up your mind.
It is Dominic, but I'm not sorry.
Good, then don't be sorry. Good.
So is it inevitable that we come into our power if we stay on the RNA drops? Because I'm sort of wondering if I'm blocking the effect of being on the drops with my mind or...
You are. Everybody is. That's my experience of all the on-nets. Everybody's blocking. So don't worry about it. You're in good company.
Just enjoy it. If you feel better in the taking of them, continue. Lather, rinse, repeat. You know this. Okay, do you have a penis?
I think so.
You do. Does it work? Does it work?
It appears to.
I know many people who have penises that don't work.
That's true.
Yeah, mine hasn't worked in a while.
There you go. Well, there you go. There's your trouble. There you go. Now, this will help. You're in the right place. Now we're going to help you. The point of ascending is to be able to, first of all, take care of the one-eyed monster first. Got to get him right. Because that becomes a balance, because that's the most superfluous autonomic response that your body as a god can ensue. That's why we spend a great deal of the portion of the, they fucked us out of our sponsor canceled the fireside effort. They didn't pay, so I don't guess that. I guess since you lost your sponsor's not going to pay now, Bob. How's that work out for you?
Great.
I don't know. See how that works. We'll get you. Swap some ass
sponsor.
You may
we're going to have to be like Sean David Morton and bring Matthew Hurtado back in to sponsor us.
Maybe he can sponsor your fireside chat. Maybe.
Hey, would someone email Matthew, see if he'll sponsor Parser chat with Carolyn, if not with me, that would be
give
him some function, some social usefulness.
But that's the goal.
Does that answer your question, Dominic? What is the goal? Yeah, that's how confused we get.
You're good.
Who's the one-eyed monster?
That's right.
You have a penis. You have a penis, and you want it to work. But engage it. If it's working great, continue it and increase its usage. It'll serve you. Okay? If you have relations, continue them. If you're not having relations, engage them. Okay? All you got to do is give a little intention and they'll come to you. Literally. And even if it is one of those situations where you just leave the money on the nightstand, it's still real good too.
Okay?
Yeah, basically, Ion is a Wilhelm Reichian. Ion seems to have a Wilhelm Reichian attitude to things.
Then what happens once that gets hold on, we'll answer that.
Do you know who Wilhelm Reich is?
No.
Famous advocate of orgasm as the healing of all back in the 30s, 40s,
50s. He accuses us of faking the conversation by going off on these little tangents that don't mean anything or go anywhere. So the simple thing of I'm trying to get to the autonomic response that in the form of coitus, you drive your mind, but your mind isn't bringing you to conclusion. That's an autonomic response, okay? Mm-hmm. As you condition yourself, you can control the actual orgasm, but the coitus is the process that you're engaging, and you can make it go long or short or fast or slow the way you see it, and that's a temperament that you build, that you decide, okay? But now that's still a driving of the pleasure center of the enjoyment of that interaction. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't need another person for this to happen, but it sure is a lot more fun with other people. Sometimes more is even more is better until it gets to be weird and then it doesn't work. So until that happens, you know, join in. See? So now what we're talking about, we're having a different conversation. That's the autonomic part of you. That's the easiest thing to work with because you normally go to that anyway. You see?
Thank you. That is
well, we weren't through, but you're welcome.
Keep going.
Okay. Once you get that sort of working and normal, basically you sort of clean your pipes out a little bit. That's good. That's key to keep that moving. Let it flow. Let the river run. That's an oldie but a goodie. Carly Simon. You know, let the dreamers wake the nation. Yeah. Keep that up. You pay attention to that because it's important to keep your body functioning. Now, you engage your RNA drops, and if you have any trouble, just put a little bit on you, on the base of your tiki. That'll help you good, too. But now, we're not saying do that, but also Renew is good for that, too. Just do a little bit, like a drop will go a long way. And that'll be nice. You'll enjoy that, too, if you have any issue. And sometimes you might want to just try it anyway, but that's another conversation. We're not trying to put that on the ground. We're just trying to get you going. And we don't care if you're pitching or catching. We just want you going. So as long as you're going, that's good. Then what happens is the autonomic parts kick in, and it seemingly makes everything else come into balance. Balance means that more and more autonomic response systems take over. They draw over the bad way. That'll be nice. You'll enjoy that, too.
Hey, Ion, just want to give you permission to stay a little longer. Normally, you'd have to leave about this time, but I'm giving you a little extra time. And we have Kyle in here. I don't know if he ever gets a chance to talk to you. He comes in late. Kyle's here with he has the 41-year-old black woman who passed on. Maybe Kyle has something to say about penises. He's an expert on that stuff, or he pretended he was. Hey, Kyle, you have any sentence for Ion?
Well, I just want to agree with Ion and say that Ascension first step is to orgasm.
Yay.
Right.
So there you have it. He says once you go back, you never go back.
Exactly. It is proven by using 6'1" black women. That's
you're drunk, Kyle. You don't. You're not making any sense. You're drunk. You're slurring your speech.
Don't listen to him, Kyle. He says the same thing about us all the time. Don't worry.
I was just going to say that my ascension process was speeded up by 6'1" black woman.
Yeah, Bobby uses gin and juice.
And dwarf. I have a dwarf woman, 4.4 or something.
Yes, the world's tallest midget.
Yeah, the world's tallest midget. Just as good as you're any 6'1" fucking giant. They're all the same. You don't fuck the face, okay? You don't fuck the face. You remember that one back in the 50s?
Bob, you'll have to play the Animaniac Wheel of Morality.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should play that. You want to play that, Ion?
Ooh, yeah. No, let's not go there.
No? Okay, I'm saying, people, you've got a few more minutes, so those who haven't had a chance to ask a question yet or have some leering, go ahead and ask your question.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Can I answer, Ian, one question? Are we cool now, Ian? Are you and I cool?
Yeah, we are way cool. We are way cool. We just got to get you clear and stop going to bed with blue balls. You hear us?
Yes, I'm available.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
In the afternoon after.
No, tear it up. Tear it up on the weekend.
Get off your speakerphone. I'm muting you, Kyle. It's ridiculous. Get up. Who the hell's that other person? Is someone else coming through?
We hear that all the time.
That's Califia.
I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's Susanna. I just wanted to report back. I've eaten Cheerios and almond milk all week.
That's great, isn't it?
It was great, and it was easy. Thank you.
How about your energy level? Is it better or more or less?
It's a little less.
Good. So you have a bit of lethargy, yes?
Yes, I do.
Nice. And is that pleasurable?
It is.
Well, the point is it takes the manic off you. You're always running around like a little chicken with your head cut off.
I didn't know that. That's very revealing.
Oh.
That fills in a lot. That explains a lot.
So now it slows you down so you can enjoy the calla lilies.
Well, I'm going to continue. Mix it up.
Once you finish the Cheerios, then go into some other choice. Now, we'll choose for you. If you're not careful, we'll put you on the Lucky Charms, and people may not engage that. Our Kyle goes to would send you to the Cocoa Puffs. There you go.
I like the marshmallows.
So, The little marshmallow. See, there you go, the little marshmallow. The sweetie. You like the sweetie.
So, Ian, you're going to be gone on hiatus. I'll still be in touch with you, though, right?
Bob goes away. No one said we do.
Okay. Bob's going away. So, we'll connect again next Saturday night.
Well, we don't know. We'll have to check with our sponsor and see if RNAReset.com is going to renew the program. For
Hey, we can have Fireside Chat with Dr. Dean.
For 12 hours. That'd be good.
Not in my world.
And if we need to fill in, we have some musical selections to fill in between.
Oh, yeah, you love that music.
Star Taker and Yo Gotti and
hey, Chuck Wagon.
And Chuck Wagon Gang and Pitbull and Kanye and Vestal Goodman and Little Jeezy. We're going to get some Little Jeezy. And don't forget his counterpart, Little Boozy. We'll get Little Boozy. Fine. It'll be thoroughly enjoyed by all.
Oh, and Ian, one more question. Did you have anything to do with that new show on Lifetime that's called The Lottery? It's all about women. All the women in the planet have stopped having babies.
Yes, because they are.
So, interesting after the conversation from last week and the weekend before that all of a sudden there's this show just about that.
That's what we have to do. We have to put things in a position and then we put it in your meme, in the meme-me, because the meme-me, then you, pronoun, you, me, get in the me, and then the me says that me applies to the me. Then the medium is the me, and if the me is in the me, and the me is the message, and the me is the meme that made the media message the meme, then you got to see it. You got to have established a bias. Annie Hall.
Heaven for little girls.
Oh, go ahead. You're from England, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to ask, Ion, last time we spoke, you said I need 5 white stones.
Yes.
To not rebuild the gut.
Yes.
I just want to know, is the 5 white stones the completion formulas?
No, but you could sure use them.
Bob said, I'll find it Monday night on the Dr. Dean show. That's why I thought that's what it is.
Yeah, look, when you ask about what you want, you do require our product. That's all you really require. That's new currency. That's everything. Anything else you want is secondary, and you'll get it probably if you get on the complete product. So that's the answer to everything, these products. So you're not on the drops
you
want?
They are. I am. I've just run out, but we're going to order some more.
And you like them, right? They have a good effect.
Oh, I love them. I love them.
I made them.
And we're having good results.
You know how I made them?
How?
You know how I made them, Ewan? I brought the world Ion. I invented Ion. Then Ion made the drops. See? So I'm the original. I started it. I started a joke. And the world ended up crying.
And we're forever grateful, definitely.
Yes, that's okay. Just don't bother me.
Isaiah chapter 32.
Ion, can I go to 3 times per week with the skull crushers?
Oh, at least. Just don't go heavy. Who said you got to go heavy?
No, I'm not going heavy. I just want to, because you told me to do it twice a week, and it's 2 months, and now I want to know if I can go to 3 times per week. That's all.
And the next thing you know, let's go with, okay, is the 245s okay to do the skull crushers? And we're like, come on, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to raise your pecs higher? Is that the goal?
No, I'm trying to correct that problem I have in my scapula. That's why you gave me these exercises.
But
I'm not trying to...
But you'll raise your pec too. Is that the point?
Yes, that's what you said. Yeah, I remember, yes.
Well, duh.
But I'm not going
Ion.
Heavy. I'm not going to.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Calithia. Your brother, the Black Caucus, is fucking talking, okay? Calithia, hold it.
Get the rubber bands. Get some rubber bands, too. Do inverted skull crushers where you're rolling it forward. Instead of rolling it back, you're pulling it forward. That'll help get your lats, because I'm going to have to get your lats going, because you're just going to mush.
No, I disagree, because you gave me that pull-up exercise where I bring my head and push out, and that's I've gained 13 pounds in 2 months.
Yeah, you sure have. It gets that going, and doing a little rope-a-dope. That's what you call that, a little rope-a-dope. Get that
rope-a-dope,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I starts talking like a black person. Clearly, note this when the black caucus comes
pull
in.
Pull up and pull up and then pull your chin to your right hand, and then go out and pull your chin to your left hand.
Yeah. Oh. So go right from the right all the way over to the left.
Yeah. Right while you're extended.
Oh shit. Okay.
Now listen. Right. Now what that's going to do is two things. It's going to, you know, that little bitty thing in your gut that you're trying to move around.
Yeah.
You'll get rid of that.
Okay.
If you want it.
Yes, I do. Thanks.
Okay. And you don't have to eat cold foie gras. You should have it warm.
All right. Thanks.
Isn't that what they eat in the hood, Bob, is foie gras?
Yeah, that's what they have. Calithia, if you got the franchise, you put it in there.
That's good. That's the only way to go. Okay, are you good? Are you done? Are you there? Are you going?
I'm here.
Calithia's been quiet for hours. Incredible. Now she's going to get something.
It's fun. We're trying to get him on the Yo Gotti just right, Calithia.
Well, you know what? I was looking at Yo Gotti. I got to go buy Yo Gotti since you've been mentioning it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ion, am I done with my dead man's bones?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You mentioned dead man's bones just last weekend. I thought I was done. Huh?
You caught on. You tried to make up an answer.
if we say yes, then she will be. And if we say no, she'll keep playing with it. And we think it might be more fun to play with it a little bit more. Stay with a little bit more and see if you can breathe life back into them dusty drops.
Okay. All the dead man's bones are done.
There's lots of bones to pick, though.
Okay.
Hey. We carried up on the weekend, so just
nice.
Okay. If I have any more dead man's bones, well, actually, you already gave me the answer to that one, so the dead man's bones are done.
Imagine that.
Okay, got me to my ear.
So did you hear him before when we were doing the Forex and they were talking about trying to swap silver and gold?
Seems like they're more concerned about China, though, Ion. It seems like people are more concerned about China.
That's true. A good Westminster, but see, Linux makes some of the best. And you
got to go to fucking China. Hey, what do you think of Mark's questioning, Calithia? Did you hear it?
I thought it was excellent. I thought it was good. He gave him some.
Yeah.
And actually, the first, I guess when he was on the silver and he said that he had bought into the silver in order to protect any losses pertaining to the dollar, I mean, the answer was right there within that. It's like when you're doing something to go against it, because I'm dealing with the dead man's bones pertaining to that same situation, you say that I'm trying to avoid this, and I don't want this to happen, but that's exactly what happens when you go in at any situation on that level. I don't want this to happen, but I'm going to do this to protect this situation. And the situation that you didn't want to happen, that's exactly what happens.
Good.
Yeah, we all know that. We all know that, Cleve. That's old school.
That was in his questioning of Iron.
Yeah.
It's the same thing they say. We say, well, if you got pussy, you don't want it. You got it.
Exactly.
That's the point. Because then you have it. That's the point. And whatever reason the drive is to make these choices are most times driven out of a fear base. More times.
Right.
If I don't do this, I'm going to be without. And it's like, and then, so you can get like Bob, he's got it, don't even know he's got it. That's what's hysterical. Blow their brains out if they knew what Bob controls. And Bob don't even know what he controls.
I can't keep up.
He'll rave his little hand, a little minions running around doing it. He walks to the beach, but they lay fresh rose petals on the path for him to crawl on. Because he's got a tender little foot, you know. His little man. He keeps his little man together. Just so he can reach out to the little man so he can know he's at what they have to go through. These common ailments that have to be perused through by the little man. That's Bob. He has all this going on, and then he parts the waters and eases in there, and then the waters come around him real slow and easy, and he just had all worked out. He doesn't have a clue. He's been to get on an airplane. He's on the ground, there ain't nothing on this planet can get him. But he's fixing to go into the air.
He's going to go in the air, okay. So his plane is not going to show up missing, right, Ion? Is this what you're saying? And it's not going to be bombed, right?
Yeah, we didn't say. I want it.
A major. We're looking at a major assassination attempt here. It's coming up here. Major.
Ain't no attempt, honey. Ain't no deal.
Yeah, I know I don't attempt, but we not attempting anything. We just saying no.
Right. Khalifia.
Yeah,
Ion came public on February 22nd, little hint in Bob Fest, but he came forth, and he's been on here since February 22nd, and he's been creating this whole alibi for when he nails me. You know, where I was with him on Saturday night. He's been creating this huge alibi. It's the only reason he came back. He's got a lot of ulterior motives going on here.
Oh.
He wants access. He wants Dr. Deed to himself. That's what he wants.
Oh, blood in the nigga, you know. No love in the nigga.
Well, I can most definitely say he's taking on the black folks' mentality there.
And doing meme like a neon sign.
And no shame in your game. All right.
Fun.
Animaniacs.
Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad you regained your composure, people. Getting a little out of hand. Now, who's the guy in British Columbia? John. Do you have a question, John?
When I began RNA drops in 2012, my eyes became afflicted, and I couldn't see that kind of thing. So I just want to know, was there a connection between the RNA drops and my eyes going into this affliction?
No. Your eyes are in worse shape. The drops brought them back into a place where you can now work it out. Your eyes had got you into much trouble.
What do you mean by that?
Just that. There were none so blind as those who cannot see.
For about a week, I didn't look out of my eyes. I just had a wet cloth over them, and actually what I did was listen to the archives. So is that sort of what you're talking about?
Yes.
From sightedness to hearing?
No. Now you see. You don't need eyes to see. Oh, I see. Right.
In terms of understanding.
Well, we know we don't want you to understand. That's why your head gets headaches.
If I say I see, what I mean is I get what the person's saying or...
And that's why you had a malady with your eyes. It's because you had to see before. now you only see the your non-physical. Connection is so much better. Your connection is so much better. You're actually balanced now. Before you were a wreck.
Well,
okay, good.
I'm
yeah, one more point.
I just want to talk about the blood of the lamb.
Yep.
Now, under Joseph, the tribes of Israel or the brothers of Israel, they did not sell themselves into bondage. They actually
they did
well.
They certainly did.
Okay, now, I've recently read that they didn't. Under Joseph's advice, they
tried to kill Joseph. They put him in a pit with a lion and tried to bury him alive, and he
survived. I know, but after he came out of that,
still had favor. He still had favor, and they still hated his guts. He was everything they could not be. He was chosen. And then he was found favor in the house of Pharaoh. So much so, as a Moabite, he was able to then run the grain distilleries. Then they got sideways and they said, hey, I know, let's make a deal. You work out our grain. We'll sell you all of our grain. You take care of it. And he said, okay, no problem. I got you back. And it went on a little further. They said, hey, this is hard work. We're not doing so good here. Will you just take our land? He said, yeah, I got you back. And this is the same people that tried to have him dispelled, killed, and done away with. They turned and they said, hey, why don't you just take us in and be our taskmaster? He said, I got your forehead. And he allowed them to walk into the bonds of slavery. They were free until they made themselves bond.
So you said, John, that you asked if they sold themselves to slavery? Is that how you said it?
Yeah.
Sold themselves? Okay, all right. That's enough of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I read recently, and the title has to do with the blood of the lamb, what this author said was the tribes of Israel did really well.
Sure, they're still doing well.
I'm going to move this ahead a little bit. When the blood of the lamb was put over the doorways,
yes,
was there doubt within the Israelites that would be enough?
Always, still is.
So there was doubt, and they did trust it, and the angel of the Lord passed over the doorways that had the blood of the lamb.
And they were scared to death, and they're the motherfuckers that caused it. If they hadn't got up there and been fighting against Pharaoh and caused all this bullshit, let my people go, bunch of bullshit, it wouldn't have been called to make questions. And Miriam turned right around and said, you take my Moses and I'll chop off your damn head. And it turned out that was the same words, and that's what caused it. Miriam is the one that was Moses' stepmama. That was Pharaoh's sister. That's how it all come together. That's when the whole position came got messed up from Moses in the first place.
Okay, that's enough of that answer. We got Susan, do you have a question?
There's never enough of that with that question.
Hey, Susan, in New York, do you have a question?
No.
Okay. Does Kevin have a question?
No.
Kevin, you got a question?
The silver cord represents the flame in the lamp. Is the flame in the hearts of man?
No. It's on Bob's TT.
What is?
TT.
The fire.
The buyer?
The fire.
The fire.
Far.
Far on the lampstand. It's on your penis.
The far bar. Anybody know what the far bar is?
It's the far.
How far is?
You heard the bottle roll over and slap hit the floor, didn't you? Is that what y'all was out hearing too? Go ahead, and y'all.
It's the food bar.
Food bar.
I'll put down in the inventory here, Ian discusses Bob's penis. I didn't get to hear what was said, but I'll make note of that.
Well, and it,
on fire.
Bob, is your penis fucked up beyond all recognition?
I think he said you have an STD, Bob.
STD? Is that legend? Was that legend speaking?
No, it's just Kevin.
Oh, shitter. Okay, so any other person's got a question?
I have a question.
Who's that?
Stacy.
Go ahead, Stacy.
Is the power box going to be able to be utilized for automobiles, powering automobiles?
Oh, yes, but it won't be necessary for that.
Why is that? Oh, I can't
That's
answer.
A different transponder that will be used to pick that up.
That'll be the flux capacitor.
Yeah, what is Ian saying? He's saying it will or won't? What the fuck? Different transponder? What's he saying?
He used the box to plan to do cars.
Hey, will the box be used in cars, Ian?
Yes, but it can be, but it won't be necessary.
Why won't it be necessary?
Because the transponder that receives off of it will pick up the power, and you won't have to have a box for the car.
Oh, you'll be able to just pick it up and in the air, wireless.
Damn.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Will that be your product?
Yeah, everything's just coming from us from now on. We're the only ones doing anything. The only thing that got anything that works.
You have to ask. You'll never.
We're in charge with everything. We don't even know how it happened, but we are, you know.
But Bob was saying he's going to charge for everything. That's what he's trying to say.
I'm not charging for nothing. Okay, we'll be using
that. You do cause eating disorders by your ballet dancing around things.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't have any eating. I don't. Are you asking Ion if ballet dancing causes eating?
No, this is incredible. It's really. Oh. You guys
don't wear yourself
up. Thank you.
Yeah. Beg your pardon? Who did a good job? Sarah, you make a simple statement. Won't even explain that.
You said not to wear myself out. I took your advice.
Yeah. What the fuck? What are you saying?
I said you guys are doing a really good job, and I was commenting on the fact that how you danced that out verbally to come to a conclusion where you didn't take responsibility for it, but absolutely took responsibility for it in case you go back and listen to it, because, you know, and it's just well played. Good job.
Yep, good job. Okay. All right, I think that's it, unless there's one last desperate question that didn't get at. I want people to get their question. Oh, here's Zap fan, Leslie. You have a question? Leslie, you got one, Sarah? What's yours?
I have one question. If you take the Book of Going Forth by Day, or the Egyptian Book of the Dead, and you use the Ani Isis too, can I use Kabbalistic literature to draw a parallel with Shekinah?
No, because Isis gets eaten in the end.
Yeah, Isis gets eaten.
Gladys. Okay.
No, really. You'll see, because it gets eaten.
It never fails. Never fails. She gets eaten. So she has been already consumed.
Correct.
Why can't I keep that each morning when I wake up? Why do I live with...
Well, the same reason they keep asking us the same questions and we keep answering them, and then they ask the same questions and we keep answering them, and then they ask the same questions and we keep answering them. And then they accuse us of repeating.
Okay, that's good. Now, Leslie, you got a question?
Hey, yeah. You know, a while back I used to do Vipassana meditation a lot, and there was a couple times when I would like way just kind of pop out of my body and I guess be in the non-physical and have this amazing, tingling, awesome feeling, and not quite orgasmic, but really close. And I was just wondering, if I was in the non-physical, is that what you experience all the time, Ion?
No, we are that, so we don't experience that which we are.
They're that environment. You experienced Ion, the environment
right, so,
of Ion.
And if you didn't, Ion's here to clear that up for you. So either you did, or Ion can answer the question if you did.
That tingling, wonderful feeling, that non-physical, right? That's...
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Yeah. Keep it coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's a good ending. Well, thank you very much, Ion. Thanks for dropping by and letting us have a treasury of your wisdom. I'm sure we're all going to benefit in some way, someday, somehow.
Have a happy melting titanium. Is this actually a good one this time?
Yep. Yep. Good one.
Good. Okay. TTFM.
Thank you, Ion.
TTFM.
Bye.
Thank you. I forgot to ask you, Sue, Sky Goddess Sue had a question, so now I won't have to be guilty. Do you have some specific homework for us until we meet up again? Ask Sue out of Toronto. Did Ion go?
Rewrite.
You mean listen to rewrite or rewrite?
Rewrite.
Well, they don't have access to that.
There's a quiz.
Anybody know what rewrite mean? Oh, here's
Ion, you said that plutonium was more valuable than gold and silver.
Yes.
Because it can be consumed.
Yes.
So will little man be consuming plutonium at some point?
Sooner or later. I guess the better way to say that is one way or the other.
Because there'll be a lot of plutonium in our environment, more than there is now?
Do.
And that will be one of the choices for little men to eat.
Well, one of many, but yeah.
Or get eaten.
But they will want to eat it?
Well, that's up to them.
Will they be so hungry that it'll be a choice that they'll actually consider?
Maybe not by choice. So now you can do Yo Gotti Bob.
Yeah. Gene asks about plutonium. don't you love that Junior Walker song, No I Am? That's a perfect walking into heaven song.
What is it? What song?
Junior Walker and the All-Stars. What does it take your love? What's it called? Something like that. What love does it take? Or how much is a doggy in the window?
Well, it's kind of funny. If it's the perfect song of all songs that are perfect, I'd know the name of it, wouldn't I?
Well, I know. You can't judge me by that. I don't know nothing, right? So you can't judge. I'm consistent.
Yep. What you don't know could fill a book, Bob.
That's right. They have done that.
You wrote one.
Yeah, I wrote one. That's right. I wrote one. All things I didn't know.
Yep, I have that.
Yeah, it's a good book. So I asked Gene's question. Sue, is Sky Goddess Sue? I got your question. Rewrite, whatever that means. Rewrite, doesn't tell you nothing. And Junior Walker's song is called What Does It Take Your Love? So the song is What Does It Take to Win Your Love? And that's what everybody's doing. And when they externalize God, they say, okay, I want God to love me. What's it take? What do I have to do to make God love me? And also, it has to be a bargain. You have to do something for me, God, if I bow to your love.
That is something that people impose on God.
Yeah.
And then
what does it take to win
your
love?
What does God do rather than...
Thank you, Ion, wherever you are.